This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.
This is Dave Iverson. On our next Third Thursday webinar, we'll take up a topic that isn't always easy to discuss, the problem of Parkinson's psychosis.
Psychosis can mean several different things. It can mean symptoms of hallucinations or delusions. Hallucinations are primarily visual, so that means seeing things that aren't there. Those can be things like animals or relatives who've passed on. And then delusions are really fixed, false, firm beliefs that a person can't be convinced otherwise of.
Dr. Rachel Dolan is a movement disorder specialist and vice president for medical communications at the Michael J. Fox Foundation. She says that the symptoms of Parkinson's psychosis can range widely in severity.
They can be significantly disruptive and disabling for a person who experiences them and for their family members, but they can also be very benign. I had one person who would tell me that her little figurines on her bookshelf did a little dance for her every night, and she knew that, and they were not disruptive to her at all. But then again, they can be disruptive if they're frightening for a person. So again, they can be significantly disruptive to the lives of a person who experiences them and to their family members.
And while Parkinson's psychosis may not be commonly discussed, its prevalence can be.
Parkinson's disease psychosis can affect up to 40 to 50% of people, depending on where they are with their Parkinson's disease. It's probably more common as the disease progresses, so it's more common in later stages of the disease. Also, if more symptoms are associated with it, things like cognitive impairment, memory thinking problems, or mood disturbances.
The hallucinations and delusions that characterize Parkinson's psychosis stem from the disease process. But Dr. Dolan also adds that those symptoms are often exacerbated by standard Parkinson's medications.
The medications that we use to treat Parkinson's, particularly in the dopamine system, like dopaminergic medications such as the dopamine agonists, Requip, Ropinirole, Murapex, or Pramipexole, or medications in the class of anticholinergic agents, those medications can also contribute to these symptoms as well.
That's why one of the first steps in treating Parkinson's psychosis is often to adjust those standard medications. If that doesn't work, antipsychotic drugs such as Seroquel or Clonopin can also be tried. But that poses its own dilemma.
The problem with those medications is that they block the dopamine receptors, or they decrease the dopamine. And as people with Parkinson's disease know pretty well, dopamine is what's lost in Parkinson's. So if we're blocking the dopamine that we're trying to already replace with our medications, we can potentially worsen the motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So while we treat the psychosis, we could be worsening the motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease. And that's kind of where we've been to date with our treatment.
Which is why news that the FDA has recently approved a new drug to treat Parkinson's psychosis was so welcome. The new drug is called pimavanserin, brand name Nuplazid. And unlike previous antipsychotic drugs, it doesn't block the effectiveness of the dopamine replacement drug so many Parkinson's patients depend on.
So this new drug, it works on the serotonin system. So serotonin is a different brain chemical from dopamine. And so by moderating the effects of serotonin and avoiding the dopamine system, potentially this medication could lessen the symptoms of psychosis without worsening the motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease. I think the approval of this new medication, which is the first medication that is indicated for Parkinson's disease psychosis, really represents a step forward in addressing unmet needs for people with Parkinson's disease. There's previously been a focus on Parkinson's disease as a motor disease, but we've begun in the past several years to understand that it's so much more than a disease of the motor system. So the fact that we now have another medication on the market for Parkinson's disease really represents a significant step forward in progress for the field and for people with Parkinson's and their loved ones.
To learn more about the problem of Parkinson's disease psychosis and what can be done to treat it, join us for our next Third Thursday webinar on May 19th. register at michaeljfox.org/webinars. I'm Dave Iverson.
This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.